Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babul Wali Al-Adil. This is the 79th chapter of the Fadl al-Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chapter on the just ruler. Qala Allah ta'ala, Inna Allah ya'muru bil-adli wal-ihsan. Allah ta'ala says that verily Allah instructs justice and the doing of good. Wa qala ta'ala, Wa aqsitu, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muqsitin. Allah Ta'ala says, be just, for Allah loves those who exercise justice. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى ورجل قلبه معلق في المساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه متفق عليه. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there are seven people who will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day when there'll be no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know on the day of Qiyamah, the horrifying events that will occur, Allah protect us. People who'll be perspiring profusely, the sun will be hovering above the heads. It is that day when a person requires shade. And amongst the various different people that has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this particular hadith, seven people have been mentioned. The very first person is Imamun Adilun, a just ruler. And this chapter is regarding a just ruler. And Allah mentions, as we mentioned the two verses, that Allah commands justice. And Allah loves those who are just. So a just ruler, he'll be the person who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a youngster who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith also encourages youngsters, our youth, that if you spend your youth in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll also benefit on the day of Qiyamah from the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that person whose heart is always attached to the masajid, his heart is always attached to the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't find him, where will you find him? You'll find him in the masjid. He comes early to the masjid. He leaves late from the masjid. He's always spending his time in the masjid. وَرُجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلِيهُ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلِيهُ. And those two people who love each other for the sake of Allah, they gather together and they part ways for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meeting and the dispersing is for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They meet not for any worldly pursuit or any worldly meeting, but they meet for the sake of Allah. Then that person who was invited by a woman of high status and beauty, and she tries to seduce him, and he immediately responds and he says, verily I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not fulfill her desires. He does not fall into the trap of zina. So he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person will also be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that man who gave sadaqah in such a way, with so much of sincerity, there was no show, there was no riyah, no ostentation. He conceals his charity that his left hand does not even know what his right hand is spending. In other words, he does it with complete sincerity and he conceals himself. He doesn't do it for show or any name or fame. And the last person that has been mentioned, that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. He makes the dhikr of Allah ta'ala when he's alone. And as he's making the dhikr of Allah, he sheds tears out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person will also be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make us among such people. May Allah give us his shade on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah. Bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka.